This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Had an off-the-record conversation with HHS Secretary Alex Azar a little while ago. I can't give you the details of that, but it's clear to me that the focus right now is on getting N95 respirator masks for healthcare workers. The government's involved with that, dealing with the private sector. It's more than that, though. It's also getting the rest of the equipment, gowning, proper gloves, getting the surgical masks used in different ways, not with the COVID-19 patients. But one source of real disagreement here is how many ventilators we need. And I have to tell you that with about 1.5% of COVID-19 patients actually needing ventilators, maybe 3% in ICUs, I think the numbers that the governor is throwing out here are vastly exaggerated. Consider that 300,000 ventilators would probably be enough to take care of 1 to 2 million patients. We're nowhere in that situation. The feds are sending 4,400 ventilators to New York. That, in my estimation, is enough. I think the issue is triaging patients properly and getting healthcare workers properly outfitted.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It's the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about us. So that was Dr. Siegel. He had talked to the director of HHS. He says it's an off-the-record conversation, but he says there's 300,000 ventilators out there. 1.5% of patients actually need ventilators, maybe 3% in the ICU. So if there are a million patients and 3% need ventilators, then I don't know why he's got this 300,000. That's only 30,000 ventilators that are needed. You have capacity at double what he says they think they need if you had 10 million patients. So this is, again, look, I don't care. You should deal with this any way you feel like. When you're listening to me, don't think of me as preaching to you, because I'm not. I'm giving you my opinions, and my opinions are based on statistics. Statistics don't matter if it's your great-grandmother or grandpa or best buddy who's got an immune system who's failed, and you're concerned about them, or you're concerned about it for yourself if you've got a compromised immune system, or whatever it is that, you know, builds your angst around the Chinese Wuhan virus. But I think, statistically speaking, it's a farce. And I don't know how many people this virus would have killed had it gone unchecked. More, obviously. More people get it, more people die. But it's not going to kill more people than accidents. And on that, and I'm not going to go back into that, because I've given you the numbers on how many people die from cardiac arrest and all these other things. Can Chinese Wuhan virus cause cardiac arrest? Probably. So can, you know, somebody jumping, trying to rob your house. I mean, there's a lot of things that can cause car. When somebody goes, oh, he died of cardiac arrest. Yeah, but sometimes something caused it. Like there are people that died winning the lottery. So do you call it the lottery killed him? No, cardiac arrest killed him. But the lottery, it was the impetus for it. But that's how they died. So that's the way you should be viewing Chinese Wuhan is, yeah, it may spur something inside of you, you know, further, but that was what was going to kill you, whether it was pneumonia or flu or what, you know, that was the thing that was going to kill you. And then there are things well beyond our control that the Democrats don't seem to care anything about. They don't care about releasing prisoners back into the gin pop, the regular world. People who've done some pretty bad things. They don't care about that. I played a clip the other day of the Houston mayor going, look, criminals, now y'all just need to stay home doing this whole Wuhan thing and don't be doing no crimes. And that way we don't have to arrest you and release you. It's politics. Now, let me tell you what I would say. I'd say, let me explain something to you, prisoners. If you do something wrong, we're going to get you. We're going to put you in a facility where you could possibly die, if you catch the dreaded Chinese Wuhan, or you could die from a host of other things. Maybe you get shanked by another inmate. But I'm not going to worry about what happens to you when you get inside. We'll do the best we can. But the best thing for you to do is stay home and stop committing crimes. How about that? How about you just stop committing crimes? The mayor never even said, I don't need to play the clip again. Our producers always want to play. You want me to play the clip? No. I'm describing it better than the clip, baby. But no, being serious, he never said, listen, I don't want you just to stay home. I want you to think about your lifestyle that could get you locked up. And you could be killed in a variety of ways. There's only so much protection that you can get inside of the joint. You are better off living a good life. The president passed first step and second chance. Why don't you go look for a legitimate job? Because let me tell you something, we're not going to go lax on you. We're gonna beat you down. We're going to do all kinds. I mean, I'm just saying, isn't that a better speech? It's like he's speaking he's speaking to a population where he's appealing to the prisoners, not the prisoners, but the criminals. He's not appealing to us. Listen, citizens, I want you to feel good that we're going to protect you, this city, regardless of what happens. And there are some people who escaped or got out or we had to release, but we are on them. We got ankle bracelets. We are all over. Now, let me tell you, criminals, you leave your house, you do anything wrong, we're going to be all over you. I mean, nothing. He's not speaking to the citizens, the tax-paying, law-abiding citizens. He's appealing to criminals. That's ridiculous to me. This is where we are. I saw this statistic. 8% of the World Health Organization's budget in 2018 went to travel. How much went to medical supplies and materials? You know, the ventilators and masks that we're talking about right now? 4%. 4%. We pay $58 million a year to the World Health Organization, and 4% of that money went to medical supplies. Double the amount for travel. Now look, I run a nonprofit. I spend a small fortune on travel, used to, because you go meet with people. We call it development, right? It's essentially fundraising. You go meet with these folks, and you're at a fundraiser for this or a fundraiser for that or a fundraiser for this. You got to go to these obscure places that are very difficult to get to. You take a regular flight, then you got to take a commuter flight or a helicopter or a boat. It's difficult, but come on. This is a waste. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to finish up on these rotten Cuomos, and we got a host of other things to talk about. What are you doing during this sequester? I'm always curious what people are doing in quarantine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked about the Cuomo brothers, the publicity stunt of Chris Fredo Cuomo of CNN, who says he's got this dreaded corona or dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. I talked about him. I think he's a fraud. I don't believe it. Man, look, I get it. It's just my opinion. And I know people get mad when you do that. If I was on Fox right now, they would be, oh, Kevin, you can't say that he doesn't have... Yeah, you can. You can speculate. Since when can you not speculate? Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it isn't. It's a theory based on sound, you know, logic. The CNN's got no ratings. The guy, his show stinks. I mean, I'd rather watch Jake Tapper than Chris Cuomo, and I'm telling you, you almost throw up when you say that. But Chris Cuomo's show is, in between him and Don Lemon, what's Don Lemon doing? You know, is he broadcasting from home, little pretty boy without his makeup too? So anyway, I think it's a big publicity stunt. Two other CNN employees had the coronavirus. They didn't say a word. No hoopla over them. Oh, that was, you know, Lamont the janitor and, you know, and Susie the restaurant worker. So they didn't say anything about them, but we got to hear about Chris Cuomo. He's got it. the governor's brother. The governor that he did an interview and says, you're not trying to go after Joe Biden, are you? You're not going after Joe Biden. You know, and I wrote a piece. I said, it's a kiss of death when a politician tells you, no, I would never, I'm not going after Joe Biden. No, I don't need his job. Joe Biden's a, he's very competent. Obama, you know what, let's just, we'll cover that. We'll cover that in a bit. But yeah, they want you to believe that they're not doing something. Then they're crooked. Crooked, crooked. But by the way, I said bring on Cuomo. If you want Cuomo to run, man, Donald Trump is going to eat that man alive. He is crooked to his rotten core. Google it yourself. There's a big issue with Cuomo, the governor, Andrew Cuomo. Big issue. He starts this fraud group that says, if you detect anything that's wrong, you let us know. And then he starts that group, and that group goes, we've detected something wrong, and it sort of points to you. He shut it down. He shut it down. He pulled a Hillary. Man, he made Hillary look incompetent at the speed of which he. And when I say he shut it down, there's no talk of it. Not in New York. There's nobody going to prosecute him. See, that's a family with too much power. They got the media, and they got the governor, the governor's office. And so everybody falls in line. Think about New York, Chicago-type politics. It rivals the presidential politics. I'm not even kidding you. You're the governor of New York. You're as powerful as the Speaker of the House. Don't let anybody fool you. You're the governor of Maine. No. People don't even know. Let me ask you, who's the governor of Maine? Do you know? Unless you live in Maine and yet I'm broadcasting there, you don't know who the governor of Maine is. Who's the governor of Vermont? You know who you know the governors of? You know the governor of Florida. You know the governor of Texas. You know the governor of California. You know the governor of New York. And you know the governor of Chicago. I mean, of Illinois. You don't know, and you may not even know who that is, but I'm just saying, you don't know all these governors. You know why I know the governors? Because I go to the Republican Governors Association meeting from time to time. But I don't know who the governor of Vermont is. And I'm in the business of politics. I'd have to look it up if I don't want to know. No, I don't need that information. But you know who the governor of New York is. You absolutely do. Powerful, powerful person. By the way, certain mayors don't matter. 99.99% of mayors do not matter. You know who matters? The mayor of Chicago, the mayor of New York, they matter. You hear about them all the time. The mayor of L.A., you'll hear about them. Sometimes the mayor of San Francisco, used to be Gavin Newsom, till he became governor. He wants to be president. You don't know many mayors, even of big cities. But you know the mayor of New York, you know the mayor of Chicago. Guarantee you know those two. You know when they switch, when there's a change of power, right? When somebody else assumes the crown. You know who it is. But you don't know who these others are. They're obscure. So there's only a handful of governors and a handful of mayors. And mayors, it's much smaller. But think about that. You're a mayor and somebody knows who you are. De Blasio. People know. When it was Rahm Emanuel, he's no longer the mayor of Chicago. But you'll know who it is. When it was Daley, Daley didn't need to be the governor of Illinois. He was more powerful being the mayor of Chicago. Now, de Blasio doesn't have the ability to be that powerful, but when Bloomberg was the mayor of New York, he was more powerful than the governor. Now the governor's got it back because de Blasio is such a putz. And so, you know, they're all robbing the taxpayers and figuring out, you know, cutting deals for their friends and all that. I'm telling you how it works. I'm telling you how it works. It's insane. Insane and incestuous. So anyway, Cuomo goes from praising President Trump to effectively becoming his adversary. Cuomo has been lying about the masks that were available in the city. Oh, they didn't ship me enough masks and enough ventilators and this, that, and the other. He's been lying about the number of masks and the number of ventilators that he shipped. I played a clip earlier. He's lying about the number of ventilators that he needs. We need ventilators for all of our patients. No, you don't. You need it for 3%, 5%. Go out on a limb and say 10%. The majority of your patients do not need ventilators. He's taking credit as New Yorkers die. That as New York becomes the epicenter in America for the coronavirus, he's taking credit. And meanwhile, leftists are essentially bolstering China's case. We have more cases of coronavirus, and then you know what we find out? We find out that China's been jacking with the stats. China hasn't exactly been truthful about the position that they have with the number of coronavirus or Chinese Wuhan virus patients and, you know, people that are getting it, people that are dying from it. Really? The Chinese have not been truthful to us? What next? They shipped us toys with lead paint and dog food that killed our dogs and kid food, that baby food that killed our babies? Say it ain't so. There's gambling in this here casino. Who knew? Cuomo, they say, is restricting use of the antivirus, the thing that will kill the Chinese Wuhan virus, to only hospitals. No pharmacies or outpatient clinics, urgency care centers are allowed to dispense the drugs per Cuomo's executive order. Why would you do that? Wouldn't you want the widest amount of distribution possible? Why do you want them only to be able to get it to at a hospital? Can I just maybe tell you that it'll make it look as if there is a run on the hospital? Where is this $2.2 trillion going to go to? Did you get your money? You better get in line and get your money quick.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is pumping the brakes on another stimulus bill.
We've just passed three bills, the largest in the history. We've got to make sure this is implemented correctly.
The California Republican during a telephone news briefing says that congressional oversight was built into the roughly $2 trillion economic stimulus bill that President Trump signed on Friday.
Inside the bills that we passed, we did put in oversight, and this seems really redundant.
Unemployment claims are rising as the United States deals with the growing coronavirus pandemic. According to the Labor Department, more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time jobless claims for benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million that filed claims a week before, and it's the highest in the history of the seasonally adjusted figures. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to be honest. I've been out every single day. The lockdown only happened like a day or a couple days ago in Arizona, where the governor says, look, after 5 o'clock on this day, all bets are off. And I was out. I had gone to the grocery store. I heard there was toilet paper. But I had to get some other stuff. But I figured, hey, I'll pick up another thing. It was gone. But, yeah, I got all the other stuff. And for the record, I bought some organic eggs while I was out because Melissa goes, get some eggs. So I got organic eggs. And then I went to another store, and they had regular eggs that were half the price. So I got the other eggs. And then I went back to the first store to take the eggs back. They go, we don't take them back. No return policy on anything. Because they don't know if you've got the corona, you know, the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. So they, and the guy was all private. Oh, you don't take anything back. Yeah, it says there, right there, right there. And when I bought these stupid eggs, I told the girl, I go, look, get this. They cut the carton in half. It was a 12-pack. They cut it and they stacked them on top. They looked like 6-packs, you know, but they weren't. They weren't fitted because they sell them in 6-packs. In smaller towns and stuff, and in New York, places where people don't want, you know, they live single, so they don't need 12. Anyway, I go, it's been cut. I got both parts of it, but they stacked them on top of each other. And then I saw $2.49 per 6-pack. I was like, that's the most expensive eggs. What kind of are these? Is this from the goose that laid the golden eggs? And so I take them up to paper, and the girl was like, they didn't have regular. I said, no, if you'd had regular eggs, I would have bought them. I go, why are these $2.49? Well, they're organic. Really? So are the other ones. Where'd those come from? They came out of a chicken's butt. You know, well, you know what? So what do you mean they're organic? So anyway, I reluctantly buy them. You know I'm getting gouged. I ought to call the Consumer Protection and say they're gouging me over these eggs. Anyway, I buy them. And then when I go to the other store, because I couldn't get everything I needed at one store, so I go to the next store, they got the rest of it. I said, I'll just circle back. Can't take it back. And it's there. It isn't in bold, but the guy goes, look, right there, right there. He shows me the little piece of paper that's hanging there. He says, you know, we can, due to the Chinese Wuhan virus scare, we don't know what kind of cooties you have, Mr. Jackson, so you can't return these eggs. I go, I just bought them. Literally. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, whatever. It was the same day. So, they didn't take them back. I got stuck with the most expensive eggs. Well, they're not. I heard in California, eggs are $8 a carton. Man, that's some highfalutin chicken right there. $8. In fact, you could buy the chicken for less than the price. I'm not even kidding. You could buy the rotisserie chicken for less. So they have, I don't know if you've been to the grocery store, but they have these, and where I go, they cook up foods for you. They have two sections. They have one that's behind the counter, like in the deli area. And, you know, they cook fried chicken and, you know, what I call comfort foods. And then at the store I go to, they have a little island, I guess you'd call it. And it's got eight different trays, two by four. And they have a, you know, tray on each, you know, eight trays in there. And they've got chicken wings of various types. Yeah. They might as well just put a neon sign and say, black folks just come here. But I go there quite often. They took away that chicken wing thing. They took out all of the salad stuff. Anywhere you could get salad. And look, they don't do it because you go there and you're all, ooh, putting your fingers in it and blowing, you know, snot and spit and whatever else. They take it out because there are idiots out there who will go over there and cough on that food. There was a lady that coughed on $35,000 worth of produce. They threw it out. She coughed on it. I'm sure she's going to get a hefty fine, but she coughed on it and they threw it out. I can't imagine what's happening right now with food prep. And I joked the other day. I saw a commercial from Burger King, and there's been 15 different, well, not that many, but probably four that I've seen. Being honest with you, there's probably four that say things like, I know Popeyes did. Yeah. Yeah, brother knows his chicken. So, but the Popeyes commercial says, we have a people-less, you know, touchless service for your food. And they show people wearing gloves. They show your food on a tray, etc. So, in other words, we don't touch your food. It's no human interaction other than the human interaction of cooking it or whatever. And I was thinking, well, you know, we're working towards that anyway, right? McDonald's is trying to do a personless McDonald's. We've already laid off many of these food service prep people. They're the, quote, non-essentials. We've got restaurants that are serving food outside. Best Buy won't even let you in the store now. Best Buy, you call up, you go, hey, do you happen to have blankety blank? Yeah, you go to the store, you go around the parking lot, at least where I live, and you go there and they say, what's your name? And you give them your name, and they go, and you say, what you think, and they have you already down. And then somebody, it's like a car hop, like a bell hop. They run people out to your car like a Sonic. Sonic hasn't changed a thing. They're like, hey, come to Sonic. We're still doing business the same way. Restaurants have people waiting outside. You call in your order, they come bring it out to you. Why do I need any servers? Grubhub, I don't know if you're paying attention to stocks and what have you, but Grubhub and places like that are doing well because all the people are wanting their meals with nobody touching. But I found it interesting that restaurants go, we don't touch your food. There's no human interaction with your food. Oh, you mean besides the people who brought the food to you, the people who prepped the food, the people who cooked the food, the people who packaged the food, and then the people who delivered it. But there's no interaction with humans with my food. It makes me wonder, what were you doing before? Were you delivering my food with your crotch? What were you doing with my food prior to this Burger King? Prior to this Popeyes? Prior to this, the five other or three other or however many that I've seen. I've seen them. I haven't paid attention to all of them. Burger King was annoying because I don't like Burger King. And Popeyes, of course, I happen to be an aficionado. But it made me wonder. Anyway, it was something else that caught my eye. People over 65 are the most at risk for the coronavirus. Who knew? Hey, here's a statistic from the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find this statistic in case you need to break it out to somebody. People over 65 are at risk for death more than people under 65. Just saying. Oh, yeah. Keeping it real. You are at risk. If you are over 65 years old, whew, thankfully I'm not. I'm in that safe zone. Yeah, but if you're over 65, you are at risk for the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. By the way, you are also more at risk for the flu, more at risk for the common cold, more at risk for a heart attack, more at risk for a stroke, more at risk for pneumonia, and some other cardiac infarction, and a bunch of other stuff that I don't know the meaning of, but you are at risk. Let's just keep it real. Isn't that a statement of the obvious? You are over 65, you're more at risk for arthritis. You're more at risk for the possible knee surgery or a hip surgery, hip replacement, hearing aids, dentures. Holy crap, people, come on. So here's what I'm getting at. Some of these things are so obvious, you just think to yourself, and they say it like it's news. You are more at risk if you're over 65. You are more at risk if you're under the age of one. First of all, if you're under the age of one, you don't even understand how at risk you are. And we do understand that in order to get a kid from 0 to 60, it takes a little effort. I'm talking speed, not age. It takes some effort. You got to be more diligent with the little fellas. But you also got to be more diligent with the old folks. The only difference is they can tell you. They can go, yeah, oh, that's the wrong pill. My aunt, who's a quadriplegic, she's finally getting better and, you know, able to stand on her own and do a bunch, not on her own, but she can stand and do other things. But, yeah, she, are you kidding? She, if you get her pills wrong, she, oh, that's not my 2 o'clocks. Yeah. People know. And they're getting, you know, be in charge of your health. So, yes, there's a zone where you are less at risk. You're young and vital and, you know, you've got lots of vitality and you're youthful. And then there's a time where, starting to get old. Starting to get more at risk. Anyway, New York City released 900 people from its jails in an effort to curb the spread of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan among inmates. De Blasio's announcement came amid growing numbers of confirmed Chinese Wuhan cases and guards and detainees at Rikers Island, the city's most notorious jail, with a reputation for abuse and neglect of inmates. So they were going to release 375 patients, and they decided to release 900. Be safe out there. That's what I would say to them in New York. More than 167 inmates and 137 correctional officers have tested positive for the disease, up from 80 total just 5 days ago. 7 times higher infection rate than that of New York City. Release the crisis.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I got to thinking about what the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus, what stories were killed because of this virus. And, I mean, I went over it in the earlier in the broadcast today, but it got me thinking about, well, who is benefiting the most? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. And here's what I figured out. The happiest dude on the planet about Chinese Wuhan is Andrew Gillum. Undoubtedly. Now I'm going to shift gears a little bit because we covered the story, but I want to cover it a little differently. As I'm not going to, I mean, there's going to be some rehash, but there'll be a lot of new stuff here. So hang in there with me, audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. So I had seen an article about Gillum getting divorced, and then it was gone. And it was made like it's speculative. Gillum could be getting divorced. It was like on TMZ or something like that. But the article was up and gone. And so I searched for it. I literally Googled Andrew Gillum divorce. Andrew Gillum getting divorced. Anything. I misspelled divorce. You know, just to see. Now, of course, Google goes, did you mean divorce with an I? Yeah. Anyway, then nothing came up. But I thought, okay, well, I still believe, obviously, that this guy's got real troubles ahead. He's it was talking about he's now going into rehab officially. I don't know when he checked in. I don't know. Is rehab open in the time of Chinese Wuhan? So, did he go in? Is he sequestered with his wife and kids? I can't imagine that. I would think the last person this dude would want to be around is his wife. But anyway, as I Googled these stories, they caught my eye. It said, can Gillum come back from this episode? It's unlikely, Florida's political class said. The Tampa Bay Times surveyed 160 of Florida's insiders about Gillum's future, and 127 of them, 80%, said they don't expect Gillum to ever run for office again. Now, here's what I want you to understand. This dude was the top Democrat on the ticket. He was in Florida, he was going to be the next Obama. He was polished. People in Florida, I'm talking Republicans, were worried about this dude. He was poised and all that. Forget his record in Tallahassee. They were like, man, this guy is going to win. He's got a possibility to win. And he was going to win. But anyway, this one guy said, an independent said, the Andrew Gillum story is a sad one. None of us, other than Gillum and the parties involved, know what happened in that hotel room. But it is clear that Gillum is not the person he represented himself to be to the voters. The insiders, these 127 that said he's not going to make it, former elected leaders, campaign operatives, activists, lobbyists, fundraisers, and other experts of the political stripe. The anonymous answers in these non-scientific surveys encourage honest answers from people, many of whom have worked alongside and against Gillum. Across the board, Democrats, Republicans, and others, respondents didn't see Gillum bouncing back from this. One Democrat called Gillum's actions, quote, reprehensible and hypocritical in addition to being politically fatal. Another Democrat was flummoxed that anyone in the party would defend him. If that doesn't disqualify you for public office, I don't know what does, that Democrat wrote. If Governor DeSantis, House Speaker Jose Oliva, or insert any Republican's name did that, there would be an outcry from the left. Now, this is a Democrat that said that. And why am I focused on this? Because I want you to understand that not only is Andrew Gillum benefiting from Chinese Wuhan, so is the Democrat Party. But the undercurrents of all of this plays into all that we've been talking about. The media lies, the hypocrisy, hiding of masks in the time of Wuhan, misquoting the number of ventilators needed, saying that Donald Trump was a xenophobe because he stopped the Chinese from coming into the country early on, then saying he didn't stop it early enough, then blaming it on him when you know the virus originated in Wuhan, China. And I could go on. This is where all of this plays into what we've been talking about. Andrew Gillum is a perfect metaphor for all of this. He's the Democrat that you see, that they want you to see on the surface. And then when you get to know him, you go, wait a minute. Not fooling me, buddy. Anyway, so Gillum, as you know, was found in a room. Two men, one of them called 911. It collapsed. It says the latter had a profile on a website for male escorts. Gillum says he was in town for a wedding and he'd had too much to drink. That wasn't the first scandal, though, to rock Gillum's political prospects, several insiders noted, making him, quote, already unelectable. understand, I want to repeat, this is the guy who came within thousands, I'm talking about a small percentage of votes, of being the governor of Florida and a Democrat rising star. You wouldn't be talking about Gillum with feces and condoms or whatever on a bed and other juices on a bed sheet and on a hotel had this man been made the governor of Florida. He would have kept this dirty away from you so clean you'd never know about him. Anyway, they said questions of cronyism followed Gillum's time as a Tallahassee councilman and mayor, and an FBI investigation into the corruption into the capital city dogged his campaign for governor. Another federal inquiry into Gillum's political machine popped up last year. As one Republican put it, you only get so many chances. He narrowly lost, this is the article, to DeSantis in 2018 in an election decided in a machine recount. It was expected Gillum would launch a bid for a rematch in 2022 or challenge Marco Rubio. These options are now in doubt. Let me tell you, they're beyond in doubt. They will not happen. Gillum will be divorced. It'll be quiet. It's probably already going on. The wife, and I'm going to tell you, these political wives, they know what's going on. Let me talk to you about Gillum before. See, Democrats vetted this guy. They tell you, he surprised everybody. We didn't know this about him. They knew it about him. They didn't care. The same way they knew it about Obama. You could easily be replacing Barack Obama with Andrew Gillum, and Barack Obama in 2008 being found in a hotel room with some male prostitute with feces and Quaalude, or not Quaalude, that's Cosby, but what, meth, crystal meth on the bed in baggies, butt naked, and talking about he was supposed to be at a wedding or something like that. It could have easily been Barack Obama. Democrats don't care. Once they pick you, they overlook it. Now, Republicans will get this information and say the dude is gay. You can't say he's gay. If you say he's gay, it's going to make his campaign look good. Frankly, I don't care if Gillum's gay. I don't. If a Republican said he's gay, they're a suspect he's gay, you got nothing to win there. We have gay Republicans, gay conservatives. I embrace them. I don't embrace their lifestyle, but I embrace them. So what? I'm not condoning it by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm not going to be the one to moralize it. Oh, you can't be part of our clan because you're gay. I don't care. So, I agree. DeSantis team probably knew that Gillum was on the down low. Now, maybe you could do a little, information spread in the community and let people know, but I'm going to tell you right now, I suspect everybody knew. I know his wife knew. She's not going to play footsies with us. Because in 2018, they said, this is what a gay guy wrote on CentralFloridaPost.com. He says, nobody should be afraid to embrace their sexuality and be who they are. I'm openly gay. We all came to terms with our sexual preferences in different ways and at different times in our life. Over the past week, photo of Democratic gubernatorial nominee Andrew Gillum and his lifelong friend Adam Corey have been circulating online with a lot of debate over just how, quote, close the two had become. Corey, like myself, is openly gay. And this is in 2018 when Gillum is running for office. He says, our sources in Tallahassee have confirmed that it is well known among capital power brokers that Andrew Gillum and Adam Corey were engaged in a long-term intimate relationship. Corey was once Gillum's campaign treasurer and appeared before Gillum as a lobbyist during his time on the Tallahassee City Commission. Corey is now the subject of an FBI investigation, a probe that has ensnared the city commissioner. As is Gillum, depending on what you're reading, both denied being the subject of the probe. So the point is, in 2018, not only was Gillum the subject of a probe, some sort of bribery or whatever by the FBI, Comey's FBI completely squashed it, and they also squashed his obvious gayety because they wanted him to be the governor.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.